Welcome to Real Talk Kim's podcast. We hope that you are blessed by the message. And for more information, visit realtalkkim.com.
Hello, beautiful people. I am Real Talk Kim, and I am so excited that you are joining me right back here on my podcast channel. You can find out all you want to know about me on my website, realtalkkim.com. I am also a published author 4 times. So you can get my books, Beautifully Broken, Beautifully Whole, When Your Bad Meets His Good, and All Things. And I'm writing a brand new book that I'm on the last chapter right now. It should be out at the beginning of 2020. And it's called Shut Hell Up. Y'all know most of my life I spend, we have a live at 9, which I do every night on all of my platforms, my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, and I'm about to start TikTok as well. Basically, what I do every night at 9 o'clock, God has challenged me to get on social media and pull as many of you into another season, into another chapter, as many of you as I can, as many of you that will listen. I believe that oftentimes it is just hearing one word that is going to shift your trajectory, one word that is going to allow you to look at a different perspective and get yourself unstuck. I remember that one word, that one, actually it was a sentence, and I had been stuck like Chuck. Y'all know that's one of my favorite words, stuck like Chuck. And I was stuck, and I kept saying, I'm stuck, and I don't know how to get free. And I remember I kept going back to my ex. I was married to him for 1 month shy of 17 years. And finally, when I realized that I'm beating a dead horse, this thing is not doing anything but getting worse, but I couldn't seem to let go. You know, are you like that in your life? There are some areas in your life that you just can't let go. You're just a glutton for punishment. You know, how many times do we justify our hearts being broken because of the people we love? And so we want to talk about that today. I'm going to give you 4 steps on how to break free from the chains that bind you. And the scripture that I want to start with is Philippians 3:13. I believe that the word that God gave me that shifted my trajectory, I mean, I went back like, God, 15 times. Like, I even knew the first year of my marriage. I think I was like 21 years old. And I knew then that this marriage was not going to work. Like, you just kind of know it. You know what I'm saying? And I am one of those ride or dies. Like, I will do, you tell me I can't do it, and I'm going to do it, or I'm going to try to do it. And so I think that's what kept me holding on for 17 years. And it never got better. It never, everything that I desired, I never got, you know, because I believe that you attract what you are and not what you want. And you know, this is why I tell people all the time, don't just get married because you're tired of being alone, because there's nothing in this world worse than getting married and wishing to God you were still single. And so just, I'm praying in this new season that God has brought you into my life just so I can use my testimony to be like, come on, you know better. You know better. God's warning you. God's giving you red flags. Even in jumping ahead of God in every situation, friendships, jobs, writing, whatever you are stepping out in and you're just tired of waiting on God, you know, so often we will jump ahead of him. But I remember that word that God gave me laying in that bed. And I was just crying out to God one night, God, take this pain away from me. I wanted God so bad to be a genie in a bottle. You know what I'm saying? And I just remember it just dropped in my spirit, Kim, he's gone. Like, y'all done tore each other to pieces. Like, at this point, you're killing your kids. At this point, trying to keep a marriage together is hindering everybody. And if you don't feel you are worth better, and you are worth peace, and you're worth solid love, then at least do it for your children. Man, that hit me like a ton of bricks. But I remember, because I just kept suffering rejection after rejection from him. And I was afraid of rejection and afraid of being alone again. And, you know, I remember laying in that bed that night, and God told me, he was like, you got to get up and walk away. You can't wait for me to do it. You got to get up and walk away from it, because a miracle is easy to get, but it's hard to keep. Like, if God was just to instantaneously take this away from you, then it would be easy to go back to it, because the challenge of breaking the cycle wasn't even there. And so I sense in my spirit, and I've learned in my spirit, that so often in life, it's the challenges that make us stronger and the challenges that make us thankful for what we've got. that. You know what I'm saying? And so I remember laying in that bed that night and God spoke to me and he said, rejection, because I kept facing that rejection with this guy. And he said, rejection is not necessarily someone wanting out of your life, but it's somebody that I need out of your future. Man, when I tell you that was like a whole wake up call for me, y'all, I completely got free with that one statement that God dropped in my spirit because I realized it really had nothing to do with me. You know, that's why some of you are over here struggling with porn or you're angry at your husband for struggling with porn or your wife struggling with porn because you're taking it personal. And it's not personal. It's a spirit that these people are driven by. And so when I finally realized that it had nothing to do with me in bed, it had nothing to do with me as a wife, it had nothing to do with my thick thighs or my butt in the end of my nose, that crease that, you know, he would always make fun of. It was none of those things that was making this dude not be able to be faithful to me or get free from addiction for me. I was owning all of this stuff that really had nothing to do with me. And so I want to talk to you about that today. I want to talk to you about how you got to stop putting yourself on a chalking block for someone else's brokenness when it has nothing to do with you. Yeah, maybe you attracted the wrong people. Maybe you keep attracting the wrong people with different faces. It's because there's an unmet need on the inside of you that you've never healed from. You are attracting what you are, what you feel you deserve on the inside. So I'm just praying that today you'll break that off and realize that all the rejection that you faced in your life, whether it be a dad or a mom or a boyfriend or a husband or a wife or a sibling or a job, it was nothing to do with you. And so when you stop allowing yourself to sit up there and say, if I would have known, if they would have told me, if I could have fixed it. No, a lot of times you can't fix it because you're looking for love in all the wrong places. You're looking for someone to validate you that can't even validate themselves. You're looking for someone to love you in this broken person that can't even love themselves. And so how can they love you if they can't love themselves? And so I want to talk about that today. Today in Philippians 3:13, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have been apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So we all go through disappointments, setbacks, and things that we don't understand. Maybe you prayed for a loved one, but they didn't get well. Or maybe you worked hard for a promotion, but you didn't get it. You stood in faith for a relationship, but it didn't work out. One of the best things that you can do is release it. You've got to let it go. And it is a choice and your choice. You can't dwell on it anymore. You can't dwell where you are on this situation anymore. If you go around wondering why things didn't work out, all that's going to do is lead to bitterness, resentment, and self-pity. And some of you are already there. Before long, you'll be blaming others, blaming yourself, or even blaming God. I've been there. I've been there, y'all. You may not have understood what happened. It may not have been fair, but when you release it, it's an act of your faith. You are saying this to God. You are saying, God, I trust you. I know that you are in control. And even though it didn't work out my way, you said, all things are going to work together for my good. That's what God says. All things are going to work together for my good. So I believe you still have something good in my future. Listen to me, friends. There is power in letting go of the past and the frustration of trying to figure it out. You're trying to figure everything out. When you release your questions, you are saying, here's what you're saying, y'all. Some of you need to try this, seriously, because you are so busy letting a season in your life define your whole lifetime. And until you make up in your mind, not today, Satan. Kim, sit down. Flesh, sit down. I'm not gonna keep beating myself up every day over something that didn't work out. I know, God, you are working all things together for my good. God, you are in control. I trust you. And when you put your hope in God, that's when he can heal your heart and lead you forward into a path of blessings. Luke 8 and 50 says, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, do not be afraid, only believe and she will be made whole. That's what God's saying. You're over saying, I don't know. It don't make sense. I can't figure it out. But God's over here saying, even when you don't understand, give it to me. Trust me with the process. Ephesians 9 and 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. So what are you going to do? You're going to give 100% effort. Just like you have nursed that wound. Just like you have nursed that broken heart. Just like you, that's all you talk about. Is the should have, could have, and would have. People are so sick and tired of hearing you talking about the same thing over and over, and nothing's changing. You're over here leaning on the security of what you used to have. And I know right now that God never, ever, 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 ever ends in a deficit. God never lets what you've lost be greater than what's coming. But you got to give more effort in your healing than you do in nursing your wounds. Why in the world would you ever want anybody that didn't want you? Why in the world? It don't make you less than that somebody don't want you. You man, when I look back, I think of all the tears I cried over somebody that's still single. I he had me believing. All these people, I look back at my life at all these people that have walked out of my life, because we all suffer rejection. We all just do. That's part of life. But I look at the people that made me cry the most. The ones that I was devastated, I don't know what I'm going to do. Crying for 30 days, 6 months, a year laying in depression over somebody that wasn't even worth one of my tears. And not one time did I focus on God. I focused on that person. I put all of my faith in a person that kept letting themselves down. And so you got to start telling God to heal that place on the inside of you. And you got to put 100% effort in your healing. You can't be over here waiting for God to work a miracle and you ain't helping him. You got to be willing to stop stalking him on Facebook. You got to be willing to stop. Man, I'm so mad at God. He didn't give me that one bedroom apartment. I just need to get my own place. And now he's over here letting me, I'm going to be homeless. You're over here concentrating on the things in your life that probably won't even happen. When you get focused and you turn your energy and your faith into believing in the impossible, that's when God can come on the scene and shake, rattle, and roll in your life. But so often, we're over here cursing our blessing, cursing. Our life looks exactly like what's coming out of our mouth. Every single negative word. And you are the only one that can shift that. That's why I tirelessly am on podcasts, sitting in my house on days that I could be doing, God knows, so much more. But I sit in this house, in my office, and I do these podcasts for you. Because I know if one word will shift one person's life and get that person living again, realizing that the wound may not be their fault. What you're going through may not be your fault. It might hurt like hell. It might have devastated you. Now you're finding your world broken in a million pieces. But with one shift in your perspective, one shift in your mind, and you can take back everything the devil stole. You can begin to live a life of abundance. Yes, when you give 100% effort and you do it to the best of your ability because you are honoring God, you will have his blessings. That means it will be easier. It will go better and you will accomplish more. That's why no matter what we do, we should give it our best. Give our healing process our best. You know, go get memes. Go get quotes from people that you admire, that you look up to. And until you can get it together, till you can really live an abundant life and a fulfilled life, you know, start putting stuff out on social media. Y'all, that's how God opened the windows of heaven over my life. That's how y'all know me today. Because whenever I was sitting up in my mother's room, had to move back in with her, lost everything, sitting up in a 10 by 10 bedroom, lost my $500,000 house, 36 years old, lost everything, had to move back in with my mom and dad in this this ugly little room, 10 by 10 bedroom that was smaller than my walk-in closet at my previous house. And you know what I did? I finally got my tail up and stopped laying in depression, telling God stuff he already knew. And I began to take back my life one day at a time, one foot in front of the other. I started putting stuff up, prophesying to myself, today's going to be the best day of the rest of my life. Now, I might not have believed that when I typed it. I was really broken. But I kept putting stuff out there, prophesying. I would go Google scriptures that says what God says about me. I would Google the promises God has over my life. And I would quote it and I'd put them out on my statuses, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. And really, those were for me. See, a lot of times we don't let God use us because we're waiting to get it together before he can use us. And God's over here saying, I need you to come to me so I can get you together. I'm going to do it in the process of healing. I'm going to use you, you know? And I started doing that. And before I knew it, the whole world, I'm like, oh my God, everybody's feeling like I'm feeling. And I'm a little bit of hope for them. So listen, you got to do it with all your heart. You got to get up in the morning and you got to make a decision. I believe that's so easy to sleep late. It's so easy to sleep your day away. And you got to do some things that you ain't never done before. That means getting up a little bit earlier and getting your thoughts together and deciding how your day's going to be instead of getting up, rolling out of bed, screaming at your kids, getting breakfast together. No, get up 10 or 15 minutes early and spend time with yourself. Spend time with God. Spend time putting in the atmosphere what you want for your family. You are the one. You are the CEO of your life. You are the CEO of your family. And until you start changing the robot mentality in your life, things are going to continue to look the same. You have to make a decision. I'm going to tell y'all something. Probably 16 weeks ago, I've always been the type of girl that when I make up my mind to do something, I do it. But a lot of times I fail a lot of times before I make up that mind 100%. Because if I don't make up my mind 100%, I still got that 10% that I ain't made up my mind yet. And it's easier for me to fall off the wagon. Man, like 12, 16 weeks ago, I made up in my mind, I'm taking back my life. I'm going to go to bed. I get on live at 9 with y'all on social media. We do 30 minutes, 45 minutes of me teaching to y'all before we go to bed. And then you know what I do? I take my butt straight to bed. I am asleep usually by 10:30. And I'm making up in my mind. I'm not staying up because I used to be a night owl. And being a night owl messes everything up during the day because you sleep till 12. I said, not no more. I'm going to get up. I'm going to make sense of my life. And that's what I started doing. I get up early. I'm up before my husband. I got coffee going. I've already set the tone for my day. I do podcasts. I do prayer calls. I get sermons together for my live at 9. I get all my sermons together in the morning before anybody gets up for all the sermons that I'm going to preach during the week out on the road. I work on myself because I made up in my mind. And you know, I have not missed one day. I feel better than I've ever felt. I stopped eating red meat. I'm never going to eat red meat again. It didn't make me feel good. I'm not going to allow crutches in my life to keep me back another day in my life. I own my life. I can't wait for my husband to give me validation I need. My mom and dad to give me validation I need. I can't wait for my pastor to give me or my bishop to give me. No, I got to do it. And until I make the commitment to do it, nothing changes until I change. So that's why no matter what we do, we should give it our best. For example, when you're doing the dishes or mowing the lawn, don't drag around all the sour and frustration. Mow in enthusiasm. Pick your plants out in enthusiasm. Go grocery shopping in enthusiasm. As though you are on a mission for God. With every step, thank God that your legs work. Thank him that you're healthy and strong. At the office, don't do just enough to get by. You're not working under people. You are working under God. Do it with all your whole heart. When you volunteer at church, don't wake up and think, oh man, why did I volunteer? I want to sleep in today. No, serve God with all your heart because that's what honors God. When you honor God, he'll honor you. He'll give you his life, his peace, his health and blessings now and forevermore. So how do you break free from the chains that bind you? How do you break free from the chains that bind you? How do you break free from the old way? Y'all, even at the grocery store, I used to be the queen of throwing the bread I'd throw the bread like wherever, you know, I decided I didn't want that bread. I put it wherever I was. I don't even do that anymore because I'm doing it unto the Lord. I walk that bread all the way back to the bread aisle. You know, I don't say, well, that's what they're paid to do. No, because God's watching my heart. God's watching my character. And there's somebody watching you. Even if you are a nobody and you're like, nobody knows me. Nobody, I'm invisible. No, you're not. There are people watching you. And so that's why you always got to do it unto the Lord. You don't know who's watching. Say, man, I don't know who that person is. I don't know what they've gone through, but there's something on them that I wish I had. And you never know when you're going to be the light for somebody out there. So a lot of times, y'all, we are the only Bible people ever read. We are Jesus with skin on it. And so we have to do that. We have to be happy for real. We have to love for real. We say, I'm sorry. We say we forgive. We say we hug. We're touchable. We're not walking through life like, oh God, I don't even want to go in public. No, man. Be thankful that you are alive and well. So how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you break free from all the chains that bind you that have gotten you to this point? You're like, good Lord, how do you get unstuck basically? Do you feel like you are living in hope and victory or like you are being held hostage by fear, worry, and other self-destructive thoughts and habits? Here's the great news. It is that Jesus is your bondage breaker. In his name, listen, in his name, you can break free from any chains that bind you, whether they are chains of anxiety and fear or alcohol and drugs. Here are four steps to help you break free from the lies, to fight the lies and break free once and for all. You ready? You have to be willing to be set free, healed, and made whole. You got to remember what Jesus said to the lame man at the pool of Bethesda. He had been lying there for 38 years, nearly four decades. And one day, Jesus came by, looked him in the eye and said, do you want to be healed? That's the question Jesus is asking you today. Are you willing? Do you want to let go of this and be set free? Some people get comfortable in their behavior, but sin is like a disease. If you are willing to admit there's a problem and let it go, Jesus will help you break every chain. So you got to reject the lies of Satan and you got to start believing what Jesus says to you. Jesus says today to you, friend, I love you and I have a plan for your life. So trust him. Yield your life completely to him. Say this, I'm not going to live my life this way anymore. Lord Jesus, change me, cleanse me, and take control. As you do that, Jesus will break the chains so you can live free in unbridled, in hope and victory in him. The next thing you got to do is you got to remember who you are in Jesus. Number two is you got to remember who you are in Jesus. If you are a Christian, you are a new person in Christ. You are not a slave. You've been set free. You go read Galatians 5:1. You just need to learn to live in the victory that Christ has given you. Number three, you got to rely on God's strength, not your own. All right. Rely in God's strength, not on your own. Rely on him, not on your own. We are all helpless in our own strength, but we are not hopeless. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Look at Philippians 4:13. He promises you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. In his name, you can defeat any enemy and shake off any shackle. You are not stuck. The next number four is you got to fight the lies by focusing on God's life-changing truth. As Jesus said in John 8:32, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. You got to stop believing the lies you tell yourself or the enemy tells you. There's no adversary or addiction that can go down in the name of Jesus. There's no adversary or addiction that can't be broken in the name of Jesus. There's no adversary or addiction that can't go down in the name of Jesus. You just have to know God's truth so you can fight the lies. So what are you going to say? What are you going to say to Jesus? Lord Jesus, change me, cleanse me, and take control. God, cleanse me. I'm yielding my life to you. I trust you, God. I'm not going to live my life this way anymore. Lord Jesus, change me, cleanse me, and take control. So, Father, I thank you for my awesome podcast family today. My Periscope family, my Instagram family, my Facebook family, my Twitter family, my TikTok family. God, I thank you for every person that you have connected to me. And Lord, I thank you that today, the very person listening to this right now, you know their needs like nobody else. You know every little detail of their life. So God, I thank you that today you are going inside of them and you are shaking them free and you're giving them hope. You're giving them hope in that moment of despair. You're giving them hope. You're giving them victory. You're giving them strength, God, right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your strength. I thank you, God, that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the El Shaddai. Lord, be awesome in our lives. Show out in our lives. God, give us clarity in our mind. I come against destructive behavior. I come against hopelessness. I come against a confusion. I come against distractions. Anything that has just been keeping us bound, God, I break out. I break it off of us right now. And devil, I cancel every plot, every plan, every scheme the enemy has devised against us or our family members. And God, I thank you that it isn't over until you say it's over. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh my goodness, I love you so much. I felt that word for you today. I know that you are ending this 27-minute podcast feeling free. Go on and share it with somebody. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family members. Share it on your newsfeed. There's somebody that needs hope. Somebody that don't know me. Somebody that don't even know your story, that you're going to be able to help pull out of the grips of despair. So I love you so much. I believe in you. Man, I pray for all of you. I'm going to tell you, I don't take it lightly that you take time to listen to these podcasts. I don't take it lightly that you are connected to me. I look at you as family and I love you and I'm praying for you and praying for your family. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare get weary. Why don't you get weary? Because we've come too far to give up now. Our due season is coming and we shall reap a harvest. So get up, shake yourself loose, and walk in victory. I love you so much. Until next week, I'm Real Talk Kim. Peace out.